Get rid of the performance review. How companies can stop intimidating, start managing, and focus on what really matters. Author, Samuel Colbert. Performance reviews. Reviewing performance is good. It should happen every day, but employees need evaluations they can believe. They need evaluations that make them strive to improve, not to pretend they are perfect. In fact, if firms did nothing else but just kill off the process, they'd immediately be better off. When it comes to performance reviews, there is no question that nothing is better than something. Performance reviews instill feelings of being dominated. They send employees the message that the boss's opinion of their performance is the key determinant of pay, assignment, and career progress. This isn't good for the company unless the boss is genius and reads the employee with a laser accuracy in understanding that person's inner talents and personal priorities to accurately choreograph his or her efforts. Very unlikely. The alternative. The one-sided, boss-dominated performance review can be replaced by a straight-talking relationship, where the focus is on results, not personality. In this new system, managers will stop labelling people good guys or bad guys, or, in the sick parlance of performance reviews, the outstanding performers, average performers and poor performers, to be put on notice. Instead, they'll get it straight that their job is to make everyone reporting to them good guys, or own up to the fact that they don't know how to work with this guy. This is where chemistry between boss and subordinate comes into play. The subordinate should not be victimised by having a bad match. Asking and listening. Imagine that. It's called a conversation. And it's a rarity in the workplace today. Only by hearing what the other person thinks and putting that person's actions in the appropriate context can you actually see what that person is saying and doing, and how together you can get where the company needs you to go. If the performance review doesn't work, why does everyone use it? Performance reviews are a throwback to the post-World War II era when modernising management was all the vogue. In particular, they are all bitter aftertastes of something called MBO, Management by Objectives, which always sounded good but never really worked. MBO is a system that allows a manager to establish a set of department goals and then focus on what individual employees need to accomplish to meet those goals. It was a leap forward because it was holding people accountable for results, rather than simply the day-to-day work they were doing. However, workers who received good reviews had no incentive to think about how to make the whole workplace better. They had no motivation to look for ways to improve the company as a whole. There is a better way. Performance preview. How to fix it? It's about a tool that can transform a poisonous workplace into a welcoming one. Turn an unproductive environment that squeezed the minimum from employees into a dynamic setting where employees joyfully live up to their potential. It's a tool that's as simple as elegant, as straightforward as it's powerful, as obvious as it's revolutionary. It's the performance preview. A performance preview will force people to change the way they think, the way they act. It will take the club on the performance review out of the manager's hand, removing the only way many of them even know how to get others to do their bidding. And it will replace it with an instrument that will, at first, feel horribly unfamiliar and uncomfortable, to put it mildly. Old habits die hard. Every imperfect performer must receive feedback relevant to improving his or her effectiveness and accomplishing company results. The problem isn't the amount of feedback people are receiving. The issue is whether any of the feedback is processed and learned from. And if it's used to improve boss-subordinates' teamwork for the company's gain, with the performance reviews and their focus on the boss finding faults in the subordinates scared to give their opinions, where straight talk is the exception rather than the rule, it's almost guaranteed that even valid feedback will be fought, dismissed and rendered useless. Instead, the goal should be to create an environment in which all parties feel safe to be honest and one another do everything they can to accomplish the primary goal of improving results and providing support for people to self-reflect and grow. Performance reviews versus performance previews. To do that, we have no choice. We have to replace the one-sided, accountable, boss-administered, subordinate-received performance review with a two-sided, reciprocally accountable performance preview. We need a dialogue, not a monologue. And how do we do that? Think of it as four basic steps. An oversimplification is required, with nuances and details to be filled in later. But it gives you a starting point to understand what it's about. 1. get rid of the performance review. No longer is the boss on a fault-finding mission. No longer is the boss scoring employees on a checklist of predetermined attributes. It simply doesn't happen anymore. 2. Create performance measures that are linked to desired corporate results and against which both the boss and the subordinate will now be evaluated as a unit. 3. Get the big boss involved. The big boss will now be more actively monitoring the boss, subordinate, team and making sure that it's achieving the results it has pledged to achieve. If it's not, the big boss has to step in and actively inquire as to why. 4. Replace the reviews with the previews. An ongoing dialogue between boss and subordinate where each of the team is responsible for asking the other, what can I do to make us work together better? And get the results we're both on the hook for. The focus isn't on the past and how one person screwed up, but on making the system work better in the future. The change isn't easy, but if they can do it, it opens the possibility of improving the education students receive and making the school a less political, more collegial place to work and learn. It removes competition among the students because students have nothing to lose by helping one another. The first scenario is analogous to what takes place in the corporate performance review world. The second scenario is the performance preview world. In the first scenario, subordinates are judged on too often irrelevant criteria by bosses who don't take the time to find out how the subordinates really think or how they go about doing what needs to be done. Subordinates are afraid to tell bosses what they believe will make the system much better. Instead, they waste their energy making the bosses like them. In the second scenario, subordinates and bosses focus on the real goal, corporate results and how they can work together. They are a team and they will be evaluated as a team. Putting this into action. Many of you, no doubt, believe it's too big a fight. They control the system. They tell you that you'll have to do it. They tell you that the legal system and fair play give you no choice. They don't have a clue what they are doing, and too often, they is you. This is not about going halfway. We don't get where we need to go by just sticking previews on a review process. That only guarantees that you will sink the preview without giving it a fair chance to help you. The preview entails candor on the part of the subordinate, boss and big boss. It requires straight talk and a real conversation, and a level playing field where coercion and intimidation have been permanently sidelined. The logic only clicks in when you see you're without the mechanisms that you artfully deployed for years, thinking that they met your needs. There's always a way to move forward, to make the world of work fit for human consumption. And it's time that you put the performance review out of its misery.